Tomorrow River by Leslie Kagan. Narrated by the author. Prologue. If you'd had the occasion to come calling on the Carmody clan of Rockbridge County that long ago summer, being a stranger and not familiar with our twisty mountain roads and all, you might have found yourself pulling into the Triple S for directions. So there you'd be, perspiring from your every pore, waiting on the owner to come rushing out, thrilled to meet your every need. But my, oh my, how disappointed you would have been. Because proprietor Sam Moody, he would have stayed sat on his station porch until he was darn well ready to come sashaying your way. And you? Awfully put off by his barely brown boldness, you'd have already formed the impression that the man was some sort of ill-bred and wished you'd stopped at the shell out on the highway instead. But let's just say, as I'm attempting to set the scene for you here, that you gathered your wits together long enough to inquire, the Carmody place, Lilyfield, and let's further say that Sam, still not thrilled, but certain you meant us no harm, replied, past the woods, make a left on Lee Road. So off you'd go, pressing pedal to metal, relieved as hell that you came from somewhere else that boasted cooler air and more courteous help. But I guarantee you, the moment you braked in our wrought iron gate, thoughts of the unbearable heat we've been having and the station that hadn't been very serviceable would have fled your head. Will you look at that, you'd have muttered, as your eyes journeyed up our impressive tree-lined drive and came to...